This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride for our opening market analysis. Greg, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
A lot of back and forth to start the week here. You had beans drop all the way down to 13.27. That was down 8 to 10 cents. Corn dipped in the overnight, bounced back, finished the overnight higher. The beans as well, finishing strong, up 11, just about 4 cents off the highs. We're watching a lot of things, and most of it is in South America. So we watch the weather in Brazil. See where that weather. The rain patterns coming in. 1 to 5 day has very good rains. They did dial back the rains 10 day, but there's better rains in the 11 to 15 day as well. So we continue to watch that. We need to see some of that rain in the central and northern sections of the country. The southern sections have been far too wet. And then as you go past Brazil, we start talking about the Argentine presidential election that finished out yesterday. And what does that mean for maybe the soybean trade and obviously meal trade, because a new regime down there can throw some things off. Now, it'll be a few months before we see any of that go through, but that is something to keep an eye on.
So, Greg, what is the initial kind of outlook for the new leader of that country?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a question, but I think they're going to be pushing more for soybean imports to fill the backlog of meal exports that they need, and then hopefully getting back and trying to figure out how to drive the inflation rate down as they are just astronomically high.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn, unchanged at 467 even. January soybeans, up 11 and a quarter at 1351 and a half. On the Merck, December live cattle up 57 cents at 176.32. January feeder cattle up $2.12 at 230.62. December lean hogs up 30 cents at 71.27. December pork cutout unchanged at 81.45. Class 3 milk down 7 cents at 16.57. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.